The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us, and we saw his glory. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. In coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to angels, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month of her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." The angel departed from her. Thank you, Mother Mary. Your faith teaches us always to say yes to the will of God, although sometimes it sounds difficult or impossible. But what is impossible man is possible God. Thank you, Mother Mary. You give an example. Although you have no idea to get married and get pregnant, but this is the will of God. It took over this difficult task. It's not easy, extremely difficult. But your faith, give the strength. Mother Mary, give the strength. Pray for us that we have this same faith like you, doing always the will of God, telling us, we tell ourselves, what is impossible for us is possible for God. Mother Mary, give us your helping hand.